Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4InPrint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. You're listening to episode number 183, Live Streaming, Part 1. This episode is presented by 4InPrint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Live streaming. Tips on live streaming for business. The ability to capture live moments in life gained traction in spring 2015 when two social media apps, Periscope and Meerkat, debuted, allowing users to stream live video to their followers. While not the first or only live streaming platforms in existence, their mobile-first strategy led to a phenomenal response, especially for Periscope, launched by Twitter, which was named the best Apple operating system app in 2015. Within 5 months of Periscope's debut, 10 million users established accounts, compared to 6 million users during the first 2 years of Facebook's debut. 2 million daily users were watching the cumulative equivalent of 40 years of video every day. The apps basically allow you to shoot and stream live video from your smartphone. Followers watch as you record in real time. In Periscope's case, the video is not saved for later viewing. Meerkat saves the footage for 24 hours. Viewers may comment and give feedback on the video as they watch. While the live streaming apps, much like any social media app, are hugely popular for sharing personal adventures and time spent with friends and family, they have a place in businesses' content marketing tool chest. This podcast will provide ideas for live streaming business content and give tips on how to make the best of live streaming. Let's get started. To stream or not to stream? With new technology, sometimes comes questions businesses must ask themselves. Do I want to be an early adopter? Do I have the people to make this work? What are the legal or brand implications? Others may consider live streaming just to be a passing phase. Experts point to potential advantages live streaming can have in enhancing a business's reputation rather than tarnishing it. Live streaming, they say, is an easy and exciting way to show transparency in your business. While the video footage may make some feel a bit defenseless because it's live, the in-the-moment element also humanizes a company. Followers will see the people beyond the front door, creating a deeper bond with the brand. Live streaming also creates an opportunity to build a community with your followers. With the ability for commenting, businesses can gather feedback and suggestions from customers. And if you live stream regularly, you can build a greater following and expand your community even more. Why may followers be apt to engage with your brand during a live stream? The reasons have to do with the content that bodes well for a live stream. Live stream audiences engage for a number of reasons. First, they're curious. We as humans like to learn and discover new things. Live streaming allows you to show content they may not otherwise see. Second, they crave recognition. You can seek feedback by calling on viewers by name or user ID. Third, they want to belong. You won't get thousands of viewers to your live stream, but because your viewership's small size, the people who do watch will feel a greater sense of belonging and connection to your brand. Fourth, they like being in control. Audience interaction allows them to take an active part in the broadcast. And fifth, they like exclusivity. No one else except the audience participating at the time of the broadcast will have the ability to interact so closely with your content. You may be asking, but what exactly would I live stream to my followers? Lots of things about your company, no matter what the industry, are worth sharing. Not only can live streaming, when done well, enhance a reputation, it can also build brand loyalty and help recruit new employees. Here are 8 ideas to get you started. Number 1. Question and answer sessions. Establish yourself as an expert in your field by hosting a Q&A session. Choose a specific topic based on common questions you receive about your product or service. Number 2, sneak peek. Do you have a new product or new office space? Are you a store with new merchandise? Give your followers the first behind-the-scenes look at whatever is new at your company. Number 3, how-tos. Do you often get questions about how to use your product? Do you give live demos? Live streaming is a great way to provide how-to advice. Service companies also have options at their fingertips, Bakeries can show how to frost a cake, or fitness studios may demonstrate a fitness routine. Number 4, show your process. Rather than answering how to do something, show your followers how something is done. Are you able to give a behind-the-scenes glimpse of how you make a product or deliver a service without revealing secrets to your competition? Doing so can build trust among your customers. For instance, GE gave viewer access, with the help of drone cameras, to its manufacturing facilities, something the vast majority of followers would never see any other way. Number 5, get client testimonials. Live customer testimonials are even more authentic when viewers know they are not edited. Number 6, news. The era of citizen journalism is here. If you have news to share about your company, but reporters aren't beating down your door to cover it, become your own news outlet. Even if the media attend your announcement, live streaming that event spreads the word faster and farther. Number 7, show off employees. Engage your employees by having them play host to a type of moment in the life of live stream. One or more employees or entire departments could conduct a Q&A session about their jobs and how they work with customers. And number 8, events. Are you hosting an event like an open house or community gathering? Live stream event activities for those who may not have heard about the event or could not attend in person. The ideas are almost endless. If you can think of a way to share content that viewers may not normally see, it's a good fit for live streaming. Next time, we'll discuss live streaming best practices as well as legal issues to consider. Stay tuned for more on this exciting new content marketing option.
Thanks for listening to part one of this two-part podcast on live streaming. If you'd like more information about this topic, make sure to check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.